أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس على الضعفاء ولا على المرضى ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله، ما على المحسنين من سبيل، والله غفور رحيم. ولا على الذين إذا ما أتوك لتحملهم قلت لا أجد ما أحملكم عليه تولوا وأعينهم تفيض من الدمع حزنا ألا يجدوا ما ينفقون. إنما السبيل على الذين يستأذنونك وهم أغنياء، رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع الله على قلوبهم فهم لا يعلمون. We discuss ayah number 91, 92 and 93 of Surah At-Tawbah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those who were really excused from going out in the expedition of Tabuk. And Allah Ta'ala says, Laysa ala du'afa, there is no blame, there is no sin upon the du'afa, the weak, that is the old and the infirm. Wala ala al-marada, and there is no blame and no sin upon the ill and the sick. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ, and there is no blame upon those people who do not have whatever it needs to be spent for going out in the path of Allah. In other words, they are impoverished. There is no haraj, there is no blame, there is no sin upon these categories of people on one condition, إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, if they are sincere, or when they are sincere to Allah and to His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not the actual participation, but it is the sincerity. They do not have the means. Those who have the means, then their sincerity will show out that they will go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ma'al al-muhsinina min sabil, and there will be no blame upon those who do good. In other words, they are always firm in their belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in their deeds. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah ta'ala is most kind. Wala ala alladheena idha ma atawka litahmilahum, and there is no blame, there is no sin upon those people who come to you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do they come to you? لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ, so that you may give them a ride, you may give them a conveyance, an animal. They do not have that basic necessity to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It comes in the narrations that there were seven such sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They did not have the means, they did not have the conveyance to go. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to ask him that if he can help them, they are prepared to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At that point in time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given out everything that was available to him. There was no mount, there was no animals that he could have given to these seven people. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ, and you said, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I do not have that which I can give you a mount, I do not have that animal that can give you a ride and that will cause you to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala depicts the picture of these seven sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tawallaw wa a'yunuhum tafidhu min ad-dam'i hazana. They turned away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not turning away their hearts from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now they realize that if Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam cannot assist them, who was more generous than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They turned away and their eyes flowing with tears, hazanan, because of the grief. What was this grief? Allah yajidu ma yunfiqoon, that they do not have what it takes to spend to go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This were the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in a narration that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to these Sahaba, I do not have, they began to cry, and some Sahaba saw them, and some of them got the ride, and they were able to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Sahabi, Sayyiduna Alawa ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had not gotten a ride, and that night he went home, he made ibadat, he cried to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He did not have anything to spend. So he made dua to Allah, oh Allah, all those people that done whatever wrong to me, whatever wrong, whatever zulam, ya Allah, you forgive them. That is my sadaqah, that is what I can give out. The next morning he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is that person that spent in the path of Allah? Who is that person that gave zakat and sadaqat in the path of Allah? Nobody stood up. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, in the darknesses of night when there was no one, who was there to give out some sadaqah for the sake of Allah? Then this sahaba in his heart, he began to think that maybe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking about me. He said, ya Rasulullah, this is what I did. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has accepted that as your sadaqah, as your charity, your giving and your spending. إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِرُونَكَ وَهُمْ أَغْنِيَا. Certainly the blame and the sin is upon those people who seek permission from you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahum aghniya, whilst they are wealthy, whilst they have the means, and yet they don't want to go out in the path of Allah. Radu bi ay yakunu ma'al khawalif, and they are happy that they remain with the females, the women who could not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was their happiness. وَتَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sealed their hearts. فَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and they did not understand this concept that when you turn your hearts away from Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put that seal, and then you will never be able to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That completes the 10th juz of the Quran Sharif. May Allah ta'ala accept it on our behalf and the behalf of all those that brought deen to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.